If I can talk to you about that, you mentioned there that you're proud to be Irish. How do you square that with the following? I hereby declare on oath that I absolutely and entirely renounce and abjure all allegiance and fidelity to any foreign prince, potentate, state or sovereignty of whom or which I have heretofore been subject or citizen, that I will support and defend the Constitution and laws of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Now, that's part of the US Oath of Allegiance, which you took in becoming a US citizen.
Yes, and a dual citizenship means that an individual is a citizen of two countries at the same time. And when I sat down that day, or it wasn't the day of taking the oath, but when I went to my final meeting, I sat down to sign the form. I read it, and I read that, and I said to the man, the official, I said, you know, I can't sign this if I am having to hand over my Irish citizenship. I just cannot do that. And he laughed, actually, and he said, well, he said, you don't have to, because there is a special arrangement between the United States and Ireland, which means that you are allowed to retain your citizenship. So, yes, it is part of the process, but there is a unique relationship between us.